நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
வணக்கம் பிரசாந்த் செல்லத்துறை.
வணக்கம் சச்சின்.
First of all, let us congratulate you wholeheartedly for being inducted into the New South Wales Hall of Champions.
Thank you.
I think you are the first South Asian to be inducted. Definitely the first Tamil person to be enlisted in that Hall of Honor. Would that be correct?
As far as I'm aware of, I think so.
Just for our audience benefit, Prashant, can you tell us about Sport New South Wales and their Hall of Champions?
It's not something I knew too much about until they said they were going to induct me. But at the Sydney Olympic Park, which is close to the tennis centre, there is a walkway as you enter into Sydney Olympic Park Centre. It has all of Australia's sporting history and I guess people that's represented the country at different international levels. And it's got memorabilia in there. It's a bit of a sports museum and also in acknowledging people have contributed to Australian sport. So I used to walk through there when I'd go into training every day back in the early 90s. And I never imagined I'd get inducted or have my name or picture on the wall there. So it was a really great honor when they told me they were going to do that.
In inducting you, they say Prashant Sellathurai is one of Australia's most decorated gymnasts with 5 medals from the 2006 and 2010 Commonwealth Games, plus 5 World Cup and 3 World Championship medals. That couldn't have come by without a lot of hard work. How did you get interested in gymnastics? And tell us about your journey, please.
So when I was little, I was always very energetic as a child. I was always climbing things. So I remember when I was about 5, I'd climbed onto the roof. And one of my mum's patients had asked her if I did gymnastics. And that gave her the idea that that was probably a better way to expend my energy and a safer way for me as well. So initially, I started at Sydney Olympic Park in Homebush in one of the recreational gymnastics programs there. And from there, within the same building, I got selected into the New South Wales Institute of Sport program when I was around 11 years old. And from there, I've remained there and trained there up until I came to the UK in 2015 for uni.
Most parents from South Asian background tend to get their children focused only on studies. Sporting activities do not take priority. But your mother, as you said, identified talent in you and she focused your energy on that. What was that like? Were your friends envious of you? Tell us about your childhood memories, being involved in sports when your friends were focused to study.
I think I've noticed from quite a few other Sri Lankan and South Asian families in general. Yeah, I think education is always the priority, and I guess it should be. But sometimes they focus solely on that, and then there's very other little development outside of that. I've always been quite fortunate that my dad really loves sports, and he used to do a lot of sports when he was in high school back at St. Thomas's College, and then when he was in university in Manipal in India. So he's always been quite encouraging for me to try and do both. As long as I don't neglect my studies and education, he's always happy to support me to dedicate time to training. And my mum's always been a very strong advocate for me to make the most of whatever talents and gifts I've been given and to try not to waste them. So having my family around and also my extended family with all my uncle and aunties and cousins who have all been very supportive. I guess with all that support there, it's quite easy to flourish.
You talked about your parents. Tell us about your ancestry, please.
Both my parents' ancestry will be from Jaffna Tamil. My umma was born in Colombo, but then they would always go back to Jaffna during the holidays, her and her cousins, and they'd spend time with my great-grandparents at the time. And that was something they tried to replicate for us when we'd have school holidays. We'd always be together with our cousins. So we've got a very large extended family, especially on the Pasupati side, but it's a very close-knit family, which is nice. On my upper side, he grew up in Hatton, Dakoya. I think just because of where it was logistically, all 5 of the siblings all went to boarding schools throughout Sri Lanka, and they'd only come back together for holidays. Then my umma and her family moved to New Zealand in 1972. My grandfather had a position there as the head of cancer management. It was partly to do with the position he got there, but then it was also to try and help them give the opportunity to study medicine, which I think in Sri Lanka at the time was quite tricky with standardization. My upa studied in India and then went to New Zealand after that, where they met and got married. And then they moved to Sydney for work, and myself and my 2 thangachis were born there and grew up there. Schooling, I've been at Trinity Grammar School. The preparatory school is in Strathfield, and then the high school is in Summerhill. After that, I was at Sydney University and I did a radiography degree, but I did it part-time because I was competing and training quite a bit.
Was it tough on you, Prashant, or because you enjoyed both, you could manage?
I think it was more relaxed in university. In high school, it was a little bit trickier. Year 12, I did pathways. So I did half of my subjects 1 year and half the other year. And the school supported me with that and helped me continue my training and competing and also still not neglect my academic course as well. In uni, well, I was doing it part-time because I had a sports scholarship at Sydney Uni. It was a bit easier, actually, than high school. I could plan my timetable around training a bit more. There was a bit more ability to move things and manage things. And with my sports scholarship, they would also give us tutors to help us when we would go away for competitions if we'd be away for 1 or 2 weeks at a time.
And you moved to the UK to do a master's or just for work?
So I moved to the UK to do medicine. I got into one of the medical schools at Buckingham University. And then I've done my foundation or internship after that. And I'm currently doing general practice specialization.
Are you still doing any gymnastics?
So I've just started to get back into training. During the lockdown, everything had closed. But I had also, the year I was doing my internship, it was quite busy because we'd have nights and on calls. So I wasn't training that much. I was just doing a little bit 3 or 4 times a week just to maintain fitness. But I hadn't actually planned on doing any competitions. Then after the lockdown, I tried to get back into training a little bit too quickly, and I've had a small tear in one of the tendons in my shoulder. So I've just been doing rehabilitation for that, and I've only just started getting back into training again now, slowly.
Because you are in England, you couldn't participate in person at the award ceremony. You participated through a video link. What was that like?
They gave me some instructions to a video recording, and they gave me a time limit of 1.5 minutes. So I had to try and squeeze in a lot of thank you messages into that time. They had also collected some archive footage from Gymnastics New South Wales and the New South Wales Institute of Sport. And also my mother had contributed some of my competition attire for one of the displays that they had made. Luckily, Mama and my middle Thungachi were able to go as guests to represent me, and my Thungachi managed to collect the award for me. So it was nice. They were going to try and live stream it to me, but I was unfortunately at work that morning, so I couldn't actually watch it.
Oh, that's sad.
I think it was nice having my Mama and my Thungachi there. It meant a lot because they had supported me throughout all of it.
What advice do you give for any youngsters who are interested in sports as a career? And also, do you have any advice to their parents?
It's tricky. I'm not a parent myself. I think a lot of parents, well, I imagine all parents, want to do what they think is best for their children. And it's impossible to ever say what is the right thing to do. But if you support them and share whatever wisdom or knowledge you've gained through your life experiences, I'm sure together you'll all make good decisions. If you have a passion for something and you enjoy it, generally you will do well in it. And I think people focus on surviving and achieving things. And surviving in life isn't that difficult. And it makes you lose sight of focusing on something, unless it's something you really want to do, might be quite meaningless to you. But on the hand, if it's something you actually enjoy or love doing, then you're happy to dedicate your life towards doing it. And you'll put your heart and soul into doing the best you can in it.
One last question, Prashant. What are your future plans?
My future plans? Once I finished general practice training, I was hoping to do a master's in sports medicine. It's something I'd like to do as a way of giving back because the physiotherapists and the sports doctors have helped me so much throughout my career. I think I've seen my first physiotherapist back when I was 10 in 1996, and I've been seeing the sports doctors quite regularly throughout my whole sporting career. So it'd be nice if I could try and contribute and help other athletes in a similar way. In terms of competition, I am slightly older now, and I feel like doing the same routines and the same intensity of training is a bit tricky at 36. So it's really a hobby and I enjoy training and I'd like to keep doing it as long as I can. If I can compete, that's great too. But I just want to enjoy and make the most of whenever I can because I know one day I won't be able to continue to train and compete. So I will definitely miss it when it gets to that point.
Thank you very much, Prashant. As Tamils, we are all proud of you and thank you. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. I've had so much support from a lot of the Tamil community and it means a lot to me. It's always a great honor to represent the Tamils and Sri Lanka.
Like, share, comment. SBS Tamil in Facebook.